Good morning. Another cold and brisk start to the day across interior New York and New England, but typical for January, with most places in the teens and wind chills closer to zero. If anything, the wind has let up a bit since yesterday, and that's making the wind chill not as cold, but still bundle up out there this morning. As a storm system departs past the Canadian Maritimes, high pressure will tend to edge in today. Still a northwest flow will keep it blustery, and with a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures will be in the upper 20s, so a little bit milder than yesterday. And a couple of flurries, especially across the Catskills and into the southern tier of New York. As we get into the night tonight, less wind and variable cloudiness will allow temperatures to drop back into the teens. A weak disturbance will pass by late tonight and early tomorrow morning with little more than a few clouds, but it will enhance the wind again tomorrow, so it'll be blustery and cold on Thursday, and despite a good amount of sunshine, temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 20s. More sunshine in the upper 20s again on Friday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the eastern seaboard, where a storm system is expected to emerge off the Carolina coast. It will be intensifying as we head into Saturday morning. The exact track will determine what the Northeast gets in terms of snowfall. Right now, the latest computer trends forecasting snow to be heaviest along the immediate coast from about Providence south through New York City and down toward Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., with interior locations getting less snow as it will be further away from the storm track. Any track closer to the coast would bring the heavier snow to more inland locations, and we'll watch this as we get closer to the weekend. Either way, it looks like at least light snow will persist into Sunday, especially in New England, before tapering off, leaving us with dry weather and temperatures in the 30s early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weak area of low pressure currently centered along the eastern Texas and Oklahoma border will continue to track to the east today. Light to moderate precipitation falling ahead of the low will continue to spread across the lower Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys and into the central and southern Appalachians. A wintry mix is expected across portions of the region, with both snow and ice accumulations across the northern parts of Arkansas and into the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the lower Ohio Valley across and toward Nashville for 2 to 4 inches of snow. With the cold settling south, though, even a freeze warning is in effect for northern Florida and the Panhandle. The latest readings show Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and Gainesville all in the 20s, and it's in the 30s at Daytona Beach and Orlando. Further west, an upper-level system across the northwest is expected to generate snows across northern and into central parts of the Rockies as it continues to drop southeastward. Winter weather advisories are in effect for the mountains. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 10 below zero with the west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, it is cloudy with light snow and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 7, 62% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 34 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 18, that's 4 degrees below normal. A trace of snow yesterday, still just 3.3 inches for the month, which is 7.8 inches below normal, and 5.5 inches for the season, which is now 22.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 712, that's 96 below normal, and 2,505 for the season, which is 838 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 53, set in 2006 and in 1986, and the record low, 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:52 p.m., 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the lower 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, blustery today, with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle and upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still a bit blustery, middle and upper 20s. Mostly sunny, upper 20s Friday. A chance of snow, especially from I-90 south on Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the upper 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower to mid-30s, and a chance of snow in the lower 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.